Inside is the last section of room one. There are 11 historic and contemporary objects mounted inside wall cases and on open display. A film is projected on a large scale in the alcove behind this freestanding wall. We have chosen these works to explore themes of spiritual insight and the third eye, as well as ideas of seeing beyond and into the future. Across many cultures, a third eye is believed to provide perception beyond ordinary sight. Mounted on the wall to your far right are three vibrantly colored woven wool objects called God's Eyes, or Ojos de Dios in Spanish. They are made to be hung in homes or held, and these examples can be touched. These vibrantly colored woven wool objects are a ritual tool, magical object, and a cultural symbol. For the Huichol people of northwestern Mexico, the God's Eye is symbolic of the power of seeing and understanding that which is unknown and unknowable. They are not realistic representations of an eye, but a diamond shape with four points made up of stripes of different colors. The four points of the eye were believed to represent the four elements, fire, earth, air, and water, while the center was said to serve as a portal between the spirit world and the mortal world. Inside a case to the left of these objects is a historical example from the 1970s we borrowed from the British Museum's collection. The location of the mystical third eye roughly corresponds to the pineal gland in the brain, which modulates our sleep cycles. The French philosopher and scientist René Descartes believed the pineal gland to be the principal seat of the soul and the place in which all our thoughts are formed. Further along in the same case as the God's Eye, a copy of Descartes' book, Treatise on Man, from 1664, is open on a page showing a diagram of his theory of vision and its interaction with the pineal gland. Descartes believed that light rays impress subtle particles into the eyes. The image was then transmitted to the pineal gland, which he believed served as a nexus between the mind and the body. The interest in seeing things beyond human understanding is explored in two artworks in this room. Artist Eva Rothschild's actualization are twin black and white glass orbs reminiscent of a fortune teller's crystal ball. Artist Philip Warnell's film, The Girl with the X-ray Eyes, is about Natasha Demnicka, a medical student who claimed to be able to see directly into people's bodies and diagnose them with their X-ray sight. In 2007, Philip Warnell traveled to Moscow to meet Natasha and to become the subject of her gaze. In the film, Warnell has chosen a male actor to voice the translation of what Natasha says in Russian. He may have done this to distance us from what she is actually saying. He never directly tells us what she finds or diagnoses inside his body. The film culminates in Natasha's attempt to make contact at distance with future audiences in a mediated eye-to-eye message. It has a specially commissioned soundtrack by composer Vladimir Nikolaev, featuring the eerie-sounding theremin, played by virtuoso Lydia Kavina, which you can hear in this part of the exhibition.